ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 5 Chapter number 12, entitled Raghugana Converses with Jadabharata. Text number 13. Yatro tama sloka gunanuvada. Yatro tama sloka gunanuvada. प्रस्तुयते ग्राम्य कथा विगतः प्रस्तुयते ग्राम्य कथा विगतः निसेव्यमानो दिनं मुमुक्षो निशेव्यमानोऽनुदिनं मुमुक्षो मतिं सतिं यचाति वसुदेवाय मतिं यतिं यचाति वासुदेवे श्लोक गुणानुवाद प्रस्तुयते ग्राम्य कथा विगाता निसेव्यमानो नुदीन मुमुक्षो सतिं यचाति वासुदेवे वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग यत्रा इन विच प्लेस इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ एक्सॉल्टेड डिवोटीज उत्तम श्लोक गुण अनुवाद Discussion of the pastimes and glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prastuyate is presented. Gramya Kata Vigataha, due to which there is no chance of talking. Of worldly matters. Nisevyamanaha. Being heard very seriously. Anudinam. Day after day. Mumuksho. Of persons who are very serious. About getting out of material entanglement. Matim, meditation. Satim, pure and simple. Yachati, is turned. Vasudeve, unto the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Who are the pure devotees mentioned here? In an assembly of pure devotees, there is no question of discussing material subjects like politics and sociology. In an assembly of pure devotees, there is discussion only of the qualities, forms, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is praised and worshipped with full attention. In the association of pure devotees, By constantly hearing such topics respectfully, even a person who wants to merge into the existence of the Absolute Truth abandons this idea and gradually becomes attached to the service of Vasudeva. Purport. The symptoms of pure devotees are described in this verse. The pure devotee is never interested in material topics. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has strictly prohibited his devotees to talk about worldly matters. Gramya Varta Na Kaibe. One should not indulge in talking unnecessarily about news of the material world. One should not waste time in this way. This is a very important feature in the life of a devotee. A devotee has no other ambition than to serve Krishna, the personality, Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Krishna conscious movement was started to engage people 24 hours daily in the service of the Lord and in His glorification. The students in this institution engaged in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness from 5 in the morning to 10 at night. They actually have no opportunity to waste their time unnecessarily by discussing politics, sociology and current events. This will go their own way. A devotee is concerned only with serving Krishna positively and seriously. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Sakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gana Mayam Tadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lita Sri Vishakanvitam Sha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Shudhate Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Besya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Speaking the blessings of all Vaishnavas, to speak from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. Speaking from Bhagavatam, everyone should do this. Chanting and glorifying Krishna is one's sweet purification. A devotee can remember Krishna. That is the most sublime purification one can attain in this life. There is two things. One, you can either voluntarily purify yourself. Otherwise, you'll be forced to purify by remembering Krishna at the time of difficulty. So, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, which is non-different from Krishna. So here we see talking about pure devotees. This is a very small chapter. But it gives the essence. Maharaj Raghuvana asking some clarification. Jadabara, this is a, you know, when you are dealing with sadhu, then you should be prepared what you are going to get. Because sadhu is cutting. We can see time and again. When a disciple, when a person wants to surrender, the first is submissive. Pariprashnena. You know? Not pariprashnena, before that what? Tadvidi pranipatena. Correct, pranipatena. So, surrender. Then we can see in Bhagavad Gita also, when Krishna starts with chastisement. Here, in this chapter, Maharaj Raghuvana saying, I've been bitten by the snake of ignorance, avidya, and your instruction is like the perfect medicine. But then, in order to get that medicine, one has to have a proper attitude. So that's how the knowledge transfer happened. So when the woman they surrender, then Jadabara is chastising in a way. He's saying, you identify yourself as king. Is nothing but the transformation of matter. You identify one as, it's all same matter, but you identify in different names. They're saying the carriers of the palanquin, and the passenger in the palanquin, all three are matter. You identify some as carrier, some as palanquin, some as king. These are all energies. The energies are transformed. Krishna says, Prabhupada writes, that these are all material energy and the spiritual energy. There are two energies, material and spiritual. The material energy is the separated energy of the Lord. And the spiritual energy is connected to the Lord. So, when we see things which is separate from Krishna, that is Maya. One of the definitions of Maya is when you see things are separate from Krishna. So, everything belongs to Krishna. Everything comes from Krishna. Everything is coming from Krishna. But then, there are certain things which are separated. Yeah, Krishna says, these are my separated energies. Then how do you convert this material energy to spiritual energy? Prabhupada writes in the Prabhupada only. That when you engage the material things in the service of Krishna, then it becomes spiritual. So the example is, the milk product, by the consumption of the milk product, then you upset your stomach. The consumption of the milk product will upset your stomach. But then the same milk product, when the yeast is added, then it becomes curd. That becomes a cure for your stomach upset. Similarly, when the matter is used for one's own self-enjoyment or sense gratification, that will end up in suffering. But then the matter is being used, that yeast element is like the Krishna. When we introduce Krishna and when the matter is used in the service of Krishna, then that becomes the cure, is a medicine for our suffering. So who is the real king here? So, don't get fascinated by the transformation of the energy. When we see some different energy, we get fascinated. And we forget the source of that energy. When you understand the source of energy, that is, he is the real king. That's Siddhartha Bharat's instruction. You understand? That's a, All this matter, you have to understand, that's coming from one person. He is telling about the Paramatma, who is there within every atom, who is maintaining everything. And is coming from him, he is the real king. Then we get the complete knowledge. It talks about the knowledge again. Then he says, you think you are a protector. Now you think you are a king. You think you are an enemy. And then you have this identification as protector. What kind of protector you are? You are forcing the citizen to carry your palanquin. And they are not happy doing that. You are not the real protector. The real protector is Vishnu. Vishnu is the maintainer. He maintains every living entity. He is the real protector. Vishnu is the real protector. The king, the father, all those are representative of the Vishnu, the real father. You are not the real protector, you are not the real king. The Supreme Lord is the real protector. The Supreme Lord is the real cause of everything. You are just a representative of him. But you are identifying himself as a great. Why this problem is coming? Why? Because Jadabharata explaining that you don't have non-dual knowledge. You have only the relative knowledge, the knowledge which is duality. You don't have the complete non-dual knowledge, that's the knowledge of the absolute truth. That was lacking. The knowledge of the absolute truth was lacking. And that knowledge of the absolute truth, he explains, you know, that there are three aspects to the absolute truth. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Says in the what then is the ultimate truth? The answer is that non-dual knowledge is the absolute truth. It is devoid of the contamination of material qualities. It gives us liberation. It is one without a second, all-pervading and beyond imagination. The first realization of the knowledge is Brahman. Then Paramatma, the super soul, is realized by the yogis who try to see him without grievance. This is the second stage of realization. Finally, full realization of the same supreme knowledge is realized in the Supreme Person. All learned scholars describe the Supreme Person as Vasudeva, the cause of Brahman, Paramatma and others. So this is the real knowledge, the absolute knowledge, the knowledge of the absolute truth. That is the Krishna consciousness is the more we know about Krishna, trying to know about Krishna is like placing ourselves in front of the sun. When you place in front of the sun, you're not only seeing the sun, but you can also see yourself. Self-realization is a subset of God-realization. Understanding more about Krishna, then what happened? Krishna says, Janma karma chame devyam yom yeviti tatvataha tyaktava devam puna janma naitima miti so Arjuna, that you will not again come back to this material world just by knowing Krishna. That knowing or glorifying, getting that knowledge, that comes in the association of devotees, especially the pure devotees. That is the verse today. Jadabharat Maharaj is stressing this point, you know, very much the association of the pure devotees, because he has realized himself personally in his journey. The previous verse, if you see, he's saying, my dear King Raghugana, unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees, one cannot realize the absolute truth. One cannot realize the absolute truth simply by observing celibacy, strictly following the rules and regulation of household life, leaving home as a vanaprastha, accepting sannyasa, or undergoing severe penance in winter by keeping oneself submerged in water, or surrounding oneself in summer by fire and scorching heat of the sun. There are many other processes to understand the Absolute Truth, but the Absolute Truth is only revealed to one who has attained the mercy of a great devotee. This, if you see, all the stages Jadabharata have personally undergone in the previous life. He was getting the instruction from Rishabhdev, and then he was married, householder, following the rules and regulation. He left home to the forest. He did a lot of austerity, penances and everything. But what happened to the end? He couldn't able to get the perfection. Because of one aspect, that there was lack of association of devotees. And especially that association of devotees, one can understand the Absolute Truth. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is always a first verse of the chapter explaining about the glory or the hint or the gist of the chapter, and most of the time it tells by the mercy of Mahaprabhu one can cross the ocean of nations. By the mercy of Mahaprabhu, a foolish child can describe the pastime of the Supreme Person. By the mercy of Mahaprabhu, a dog can cross the, like, it keeps on. In one of the purport in the starting, Prabhupada writes actually, in order to understand this verse, one needs a mercy. Don't worry about getting the mercy. In order to understand the potency of his verse also, one needs a mercy of the Mahaprabhu. So obviously, it's like a valuable gem. How much value one may not understand, one may maybe understand, but in order to understand that how much value of the gem, someone has to explain to us. You know how much his verse is? You don't know, I'll tell you. So that is the pure devotee. It's like Srila Prabhupada, to get that, what we have got, we may not be able, like a foolish child, not knowing the importance of bhakti or the potential of devotional service, but to get that spotlight, we need that devotee who can actually project in such a way that we can able to get the understanding and the mercy. That is the importance of pure devotee here. The pure devotee is not least bothered about any other subject matter, because this is going to keep changing. This topic, all the other things are keep going. The only, this is the concern of Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, that only thing which is lacking in this world is Krishna consciousness. That is the only thing which is lacking. So, in the association of pure devotees, by constantly hearing such topic respectfully, even a person who wants to merge into the existence of Absolute Truth abandons his idea and gradually become attached to the service of Vasudeva. So you can see that the Absolute Truth, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. In fact, the Chaitanya Charitamrita presents the diversities of Absolute Truth. The six diversities of Absolute Truth, starting with six diversities of one Absolute Truth. The Guru, the devotee, the incarnations, the manifestation and the energies, and the Lord Himself. These are six diversity of one Absolute Truth. And here we can see the Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. The Bhagavatam verse, Vadanti tattattu vidas tattum yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmati bhagavan iti sabhyate. The Brahman, we have the idea of aspect. The Brahman is just a sat feature. The Paramatma is sat and chit. and the Bhagavan is the Ananda, the bliss. So by understanding the absolute truth, that is the Bhagavan, one gets a complete understanding of the absolute truth. So here, you know, Prabhupada says, this is a symptom of a pure devotee. Because a pure devotee is always wanting to find a chance to glorify the Lord. Want to present the Lord, the glorification, chant and glorify, speak. The pure devotee is never interested in material topics. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has strictly prohibited his devotee to talk about worldly matters. Gramya Varta na Hagibe. One should not indulge in talking unnecessarily about the news of the material world. So here we know from the Nectar of Instruction, the control of speech. First one is the speech. Because this is, the speech is very important. You know, Prabhupada says, they can see so many literatures in this world. So many, you know, speaking, so many speech we can hear. So many people are speaking on so many subject matter. But that's compared to the croaking of a toad or a frog. Because, you know, the unnecessary speaking is only attracting the death personified. The devotee is, one of the quality is, the devotee is silent. But then the silence doesn't mean that we have to be a mauni or we don't speak. No. Silence means that we speak only about Krishna. We look for an opportunity where we can present Krishna consciousness. And this is a very important feature in the life of a devotee. A devotee has no other ambition than to serve Krishna. This is a pure, unalloyed devotion that always want to serve Krishna without any interruption or motivation. This is Krishna's, you know, Prabhupada saying, this Krishna conscious movement was started to engage people 24 hours daily in the service of the Lord and in His glorification. Even one time, I think Prabhupada also said that there's so many projects, so many things are kept so that they can engage in the service of Krishna. That not everyone can chant and sit and chant the holy name like Haridas Thakur. Not everyone can be engaged 24 hours in glorifying or kirtan or... So then one needs some engagement. This is a practical application that Yukta Vairagya, that we use everything and anything in Krishna consciousness under the guidance of advanced devotees. Because when we are dealing with material energy matter, then it has always a chance of contamination. Yes, matter is inferior, and the superior energy trying to lord over the material energy is there, but then it's like the glue. Something which has like a glue, when you're trying to capture or take, then what happens? It gets stuck in your hand. Then if it gets stuck in your hand, then you need someone to remove it. So it's like that. So the enjoying tendency of the conditioned soul is like the glue which get the matter get stuck. And then what happens? The matter get the influence on the jiva. Then we get covered, our real spiritual potency get covered by the matter, by the layers of matter. So when we are trying to engage in the service of Krishna, it has to be handled very cautiously under the guidance of a pure devotee or an advanced devotee, because they can see if that thing is causing you an obstacle in your progress in spiritual journey. So especially, you know, when we are dealing with money, position, prestige, or fame, or gadgets, or, you know, whatever, it come out. Because when you are, it is a matter of time that when you are in Krishna consciousness, Krishna is going to provide everything. But then, if you are not in a right frame of consciousness, then obviously that thing is going to degrade us. And this is how Maya works. Maya works in such a way that the thing which we thought, this I am strong, I am good at it, I am very good in the skill, I am good in using things, I am good in so many, it can able to flip. It's just a matter of time. If it is a matter of, you know, it's like a crack in a pot. You may be good in carrying the water pot, but then if it's a crack in a pot, it's always going to be a time where it's going to burst. So similarly, when we are dealing with our matter, it has to be really cautious in how we see that this king is going to help me. A devotee has no other ambition than to serve Krishna. We are all there in the journey of giving 100% to Krishna. Initially, we are only serving Maya fully, wholeheartedly, embracing the material energy. When somehow or other, by the mercy of a pure devotee, we got a chance to serve Krishna. That's the biggest, actually. That's the rarity of rare. It's like the very rare thing that one get in touch with devotional service. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, because serving, see, this is how the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita actually starts in terms of the rarity of the appearance of Mahaprabhu and the rarity of his giving the highest devotional service to everyone. Because if you see the life, the Brahma life, that one day of Brahma, Krishna appears, and then following that, Mahaprabhu appears, and then what he is offering is no other incarnation has offered in the history. That is the pure development of relationship, highest relationship of conjugal love towards the Supreme Lord and to the lowest, to the citizens of Kali Yuga. And if we can able to get our ambition, as Prabhupada is saying, that our ambition to serve Krishna, the material world, there is a huge gulf of distinction between the master and the servant. You have to understand that. The servant is serving the master. The happiness derived from the master is always on the higher scale, because he is on the receiving end, and you are forced sometimes to serve, like we can see in the carriers of the palanquin. They are forced to serve Maharaj Raghugana, and they are not happy about it, and they are not getting anything in return, or like, you know, remuneration or something. And most of the servant may not like to serve the boss in the material world. And there is a mismatch of the rasa, what one derives. But then the case of the master and the servant in the spiritual world, they actually receive the same kind of bliss. And there is a competition going on. So Prabhupada, in On the Way to Krishna, is explaining that the Lord, when we see the introduction or the opening of Bhagavad Gita, we see the Lord is serving the Arjuna as a chariot or the chariot driver. In fact, this is one of the desire of the Supreme Lord, that I want to understand what actually serving means. Because the servant serving the Supreme Lord is actually more bliss than the Supreme Lord. You know, this is something which is like total contradiction. when we actually when we read the scriptures like Chaitanya Charitamrita or advanced bhakti literatures, there's a lot of contradiction in terms of the relationship and how it works. It is not able to present. But then we understand the Lord as a desire want to understand, actually this person is serving me, but this person is more bliss than me in serving me. And I can able to understand that. So that makes a lot of that created the desire for the Lord, and that's why one of the reasons that Mahaprabhu appeared, want to understand what is that love the devotee is giving to me. I want to understand that love. I want to understand how it is meant to serve. What is that meant to serve? He is more happy than me. And seeing me happy, that person is getting more happy. Obviously, when you are in love with someone and you don't have any condition, you obviously feel happy when that person receiving something. Isn't it? Love means, there is two people involved in it. Relationship means there is two. It's not like one person alone. There's a reciprocation and then there is a serving. So the Supreme Lord is very much curious of understanding this service. So this Krishna conscious Prabhupada again, this Krishna conscious movement was started to engage people 24 hours daily in the service of the Lord and in His glorification. The students in this institution engage in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness from 5 in the morning to 10 at night. That's 17 hours. They actually have no opportunity to waste their time unnecessarily by discussing politics, sociology and current events. So this is I would not say I am personally following this, because sometimes I do discuss on current events and what's happening and but then we don't spend hours together. Yes, for a preaching movement, we need to connect with conditioned soul on their level, isn't it? They already having, there is a huge gap of distinction between the devotees and the materialists. If you really see, both people are thinking other party is abnormal for a reason. The materialist is thinking the devotees are too much, and the devotees are thinking these people are gone case. So both are having their own thing, but the devotees know they are thinking themselves in a body and everything that is false, but the other person is imagining. There is a difference between the fact and the what other person conceive thinks of. But here, at least to get to them, okay, fine, we have to strike a conversation or relate to them what they are, so we understand, okay, what's happening, what's right now the situation and the events. It's very dynamic. Not many people know what's happening and like this, because we have to have this temple and organization within this material world, within the place, so at least we have some idea, okay, fine, the council have some regulation, the state government have some regulation, the central government have some regulation, and we do go for the election, politics, voting. Yes, we do spend time in that, but then the problem comes when we doing a research work on these subject matters. And the more thing here present is the Gramya Katha or the Prajalpa. Certain kind of taste we get when we talking about other person. But that is just a perverted reflection of a soul want to know about Krishna and talk about Krishna. This will go their own way. So even if you are not discussing, even if you are not indulging in this subject matter, so as a devotee, if you see, say for example, a person is working in this material world. He has his job, he has his own thing, and he puts a lot of time to do his thing. It can be sports, or it can be politics, or it can be anything, any field. They are the people, they are dedicated, and they are doing. And if we, as a devotee, understand our role is, okay, we have to present our Krishna consciousness, we want to understand our Krishna consciousness, and we have to focus on that. Then, you know, life is easy. But then what happened? We want to understand what other person's job is doing, how he's doing, what he's doing. I want to understand other person's life. Really, you know, if you see, especially the sports or the politics, that comes because of a strong identification with the place of birth, or the strong identification with our language or anything, and we feel that person is representing me, my country, and that person is representing my caste, or that person is representing my state. What happened to my state? No, my state should not give it to the other state. We should close the border. Isn't it? Because of our strong identification. Over the years, we identify ourselves with that. Oh, this is my place, this is my people, this is my state, and I want to know what that person is doing for me. So that again, Prabhupada stressing the last line, if you see, a devotee is concerned only with serving Krishna positively and seriously. Prabhupada also before right, you know. Attentive somewhere. Yeah. So here, and seriously, the devotee is concerned only with serving Krishna positively and seriously. And this is the high standard, this purport, you know, if Prabhupada is saying one has to engage for 17 hours, from morning 5 to 10. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam, always, every day. So, yes, this is a high standard. One man, I'm not there. But this is our prayer. This is our prayer to the Lord. Somehow or other attract our heart towards Him. Somehow or other we can able to get that connection and satisfaction that we, when we are having time, when we are, our consciousness is turned towards Him. This is our prayer. That given a time, that my consciousness should turn towards you like a river flowing towards the sea. This is Kunti Maharani's prayer, right? Let my consciousness flow. Let my thoughts flow towards you. Let my action, words, body, everything flows towards your lotus feet. This is our prayer. This is a devotee. He is like, yes, one may not be there, but then when he is at least cultivating the seed of desire that one is able to engage continuously in Krishna service, that is the ambition of a devotee. So I'll just stop here and see if anyone has any questions or comments or correction or addition to what they want to add anything on this verse. Mataji.
So you said that Krishna Krishna came and not want to understand the devotees in Maya.
Yeah.
So even if Krishna means before Mahaprabhu Krishna, can you say that he understood all the devotee emotions except Radharani? He was able to reciprocate and understand the
Krishna. So Radharani is the highest of devotee. And if you can explain your question again, just want to make sure what is real there.
You said you came to understand the devotee's loving, how yep. the devotee loves the Lord. But did you already know that and only you didn't understand how Radharani loves him?
No, only.
Because it said that one of the reasons for descent is to understand Radharani's love.
Yeah. See, that is the. That's what I was. The question is.
When that Krishna understands how the devotee is. How when the devotee is serving Krishna, he understands what pleasure the devotee is getting. Only Radharani, he doesn't
know. Yeah. So this is. The aspect, actually, they explain in great detail in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. The personification of the pleasure potency is Srimati Radharani. The potency by which Krishna is getting bliss and all other devotees also in bliss, that is Aladhani potency. The aspect that we are serving, making Krishna happy, that is nothing but that potency is there in every individual. We say that love of Godhead is there in everyone. That is nothing but a epithet of the Aladhani potency. And that pleasure potency personified Srimati Radharani, her duty is only two things she is doing. One is giving pleasure to Krishna and nurturing the devotees. When we engage in devotional service, the nurturing we get from that service, that is coming from Srimati Radharani. So all the devotees are nothing but, we can say, that aspect of serving Krishna or getting the bliss, that is coming from that Aladhani Shakti. And similarly, the cognizance is Samvid and the eternal manifestation and variegateness is Sandini. So that great detail, in essence, the highest, if Mahaprabhu wants to know the devotee, then he can go for the highest. Why obtain? Because all are representing the Srimati Radharani in one sense, serving Krishna. So that's why, you know, the topmost, because then the Chaitanya Charitamrita actually gradually developed that, starting from the relationship of Krishna. The Krishna, when he coming, yes, he does, you know, establishing the religious principle and annihilating the demons and everything, and that the earth is praying because the burden caused by the demon. These are all, one sense is secondary, external, but the internal is to perform the pastime to attract the conditioned soul, or in one sense to have relationship with the devotees. And then the relationship, actually Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. So that goes that, and in that Madhurya, then there is three aspects are there. Dwarka, Mathura, you know, then if you see the highest is the gopis. And then the gopis, then they have to, you know, wedded and unwedded, and then in you know, unwedded, then they have many. So if you see, in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, there is one thing, one you can see, one aspect how they present is, there is a verse is given, but if in order to understand that verse, then there are many other which like building up to that verse, so you can really understand the essence of that verse. The why Radharani, why Mahaprabhu came in the mood of Radharani, or in the complexion and the emotion of Radharani, how, why everything it builds up. So Kaviraj Goswami presentation is like, he gets all other literature, references and everything to support that one word of that verse, one point of that verse, he gets all like that. It goes one point after one point, and then he goes to that verse, and then he compiles everything, and then he presents that. So we get the full shot of it. Imagine, like, every Adi Lila, if you see one chapter, is just nothing but the explanation of one verse, which is like 200 verses, 300 verses. So just to get that clear, because he wants to present in all aspect, not just by sentimental we accept Mahaprabhu or the worship of the Radha Krishna, or say he presents every aspect of rational, logical, intellectual, and of course, you know, with the mercy of all the, he says we time and again he puts that to understand the subject matter, we follow the footstep of Raghunath and the Goswamis, and he quotes the words of Narottam Das Thakur. So, in order to get the highest devotee, what he feels, that's why he chose Srimati Radharani. Of course, they are one but different. Hope that answers the question. Yes, Prabhu. Who is the father of Dhruva?
The whole world.
The whole world. Krishna says, Ham Pita Pita. I am the seed giving father. I think in chapter 14, I think. 14 chapter, right? Yeah, Krishna says, I am the seed giving father. And Krishna also says 10th chapter, I think, Ham Sarvasya Prabhaho, from me comes everything. Even Krishna says, all the Jiva, Mama Imamso, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Krishna says, all these Jivas are my Amsa, mine, they are all coming from me. So they all part, individual spark, they are coming from the big fire, that is Krishna. So Krishna is the father. Okay. Good. Okay. Andhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jai. Jai.